Chef, I'm joined here today by Riley Miller of the Audubon Wheeler. She's going to be heading to Indian Hills Community College to continue her softball career as well as her education coming up here in a couple of years. Riley, appreciate you joining us here, and congratulations on, as you kind of said here before the interview, maybe getting some weight off of your shoulders with this.
Yes, thank you so much, Jeff, for having me.
You bet. You're heading just into your junior season here of softball, of course, so you got another whole year to go, but this has been a process for you. You've been starting since the eighth grade, and everybody's kind of known who you are with all the success that you've had as a Spartan and as a Wheeler as well. So let's start with the recruiting process for you. When did you start looking, and when did coaches start reaching out to you?
Coaches started reaching out to me after we made it to the state tournament. That was like when my big jump was. I started really focusing in on recruiting. My sophomore year was heavy, and then my junior year this year, I went on a lot of my visits and stuff like that. Yeah.
Did you enjoy this process, especially early?
I did enjoy it. It was stressful, but it was fun going to see all the different environments and all the different schools.
Now, I know your dad played in college baseball. I'm not for sure on your mom, but did that help having somebody, especially in the family, that you could kind of lean on because they would know, kind of what you were maybe going through?
Yeah, he kind of gave me really good guidance on, like, what to look for at different schools, what questions to ask, like, if there was any, like, indicators for, like, oh, if someone was going to change you, or, oh, this person's going to help you a lot. So that was nice.
Yeah, that has to be nice to have that kind of experience. Those early coaches, what were those conversations like?
Well, Coach G was the first coach that reached out to me, and she was very top heavy. She was like, I want to offer you. I want you here. Like, a lot of it was just like very straightforward. Like, none of them were really sugarcoated anything. They're like, we want you here. We want you here. Like, we need you here on a visit, like stuff like that. So that was nice to hear, like kind of building my confidence. And when I was young, like, it was just nice to hear that I can go compete at the college level.
Is it a little bit of a shock, though, in a way, where you have, college coaches kind of really, saying how bad they want you there? Or with all the work you've put in, was that kind of like, wow, that's a relief that all the work has kind of paid off?
It was definitely more of a relief. Like, my first offer was Coach G, and just hearing, like, the words come out of my mouth, like, I offer you, like, it was just like a big sigh, like, oh, everything is working out. Like, I am working hard enough to go play at the college level.
Was it a landslide after that? Because a lot of times with kids, once one coach offers or one school starts to kind of talk to them, it starts to kind of flow where more and more coaches will hear and then look into you and stuff. So how did that process work? Did it all of a sudden just get kind of hectic and busy for you?
Yeah, definitely. After I posted about my first offer and Coach C kind of started talking to some other coaches, that's really when a lot of coaches started to reach out, contact me, asking for my fall ball schedule, asking me like to come on a visit, asking for a call, stuff like that.
It's for all that kind of stuff. Did they start texting you? Were you getting phone calls? Were they like on Instagram? Or how do coaches now reach out to you?
I had a couple coaches reach out to me on X. Some of them found my phone number. They like called me or texted me or was like, hey, you want to call? Like, you want to come on a visit? I want you to learn more about our program, stuff like that.
I know a lot of coaches will kind of contact you almost every day or several times a week because they want to stay in the forefront of your brain and kind of make sure that you know how much you care. But how crazy does it get to be, at one point, maybe a 15, 16-year-old high school kid that all of a sudden you've got, these kids and are these adults that are coaches at the college level kind of messaging you every day. It doesn't matter if you're in class, they're kind of, always reaching out. Does that get a little overwhelming at times?
No, I think it's more like reassurance, like, yes, I can't go at this level. Like, yes, coaches want you. Like, it just felt good. Like, when I looked down after class, I had a message at a coach, and it was like, hey, just a reminder, we want you here. Hey, we have a game this day. You should come down. Like, just kind of like a feel-good text, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, that's good to hear that you really enjoyed that part of it. As you started breaking down, I think you told me it was about 12 schools or more that had reached out to you and offered. As you started kind of whittling through that group to see who you wanted to travel and visit and go on campus visits with, how did you break that list down?
Definitely coaches. Coaches are a big thing. I like connections, stuff like that. So after like calling with a coach, like if I felt a good connection, I went on a visit. Like I wanted to see like what their atmosphere was, what their kids were like stuff like that. So definitely first connections with coaches was big.
Was it a lot of the head coaches reaching out to you, or did some coaches have maybe their pitching coach or an assistant coach reaching out early on?
A lot of the assistant coach, or not assistant coach, a lot of the head coaches reaches out to me. And then like after the head coach would reach out, like the pitching coach or the assistant coach would reach out after that.
You went on 6 visits, you said. Take me through who you all visited, if you can remember.
My first one was to Indian Hills. And then my second one was to Kansas Wesleyan. And then I went to Northwestern. I went to Wartburg. And then I went to St. Ambrose. And then my last one was William Jewell. And that's who my, like, my second option was. Like, it was down to Indian Hills and William Jewell.
What made those two stand out that they became the finalists?
Definitely the coaches and the environment. Like, the school atmosphere was insane. I loved it. Like, and then the community that supported both of those schools was insane. But I would say the big thing was the coaches. My connection with both those coaches was incredible, and I love both of them.
What did you like about the campuses with each of those? Because that's probably something that you were paying attention to.
Yeah. They're both, like, upgraded campuses, but they're also, like you can walk everywhere on campus. I was big on that. Like, I don't want to have to drive my car to, like, 2 different buildings 3 miles away, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, stuff like that. And then, like, how people interacted with each other on campus. Like, if you saw someone in the halls and you said hi to them and they, like, interacted back with you, that was something I looked for.
Sounds to me as well like close to home didn't matter. You were willing to travel if you felt that was the right place.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, obviously I wanted to stay Midwest so that my parents can still come and watch me, but if it was an hour, 3 hours, 4 hours, like, I was fine with that if I had the right connection.
So for you, what was the final, you know, thing that made you say, Indian Hills is 100% where I want to go?
I went down a couple weeks ago to go watch a game, and just the, like, connection I had with Greta, the reassurance from her, and just, like, watching them play, like, they're a very competitive team. Like, I like to see that. Like, no one's giving up on anything. Like, Greta's, like, very supportive. Like, I like to see that. Like, I would definitely say the game aspect really, like, got me.
Did you make your decision there? And if not, when you told Coach, what was her response like?
So, actually, I called her on Friday, and I told her I was committing. And she was out with the pitching coach. And she, like, kind of... They were at a restaurant, and she, like, kind of squealed, and she's like, oh, no, the whole restaurant definitely is looking at me right now. Yeah, it was funny.
So in those conversations with her, what does she think is your strength right now as a pitcher, and where she feels you can still improve to be really successful at that level?
My strength, she said, was definitely my demeanor on the mound and my competitiveness. Like, she said she likes how I don't get rattled either, like, in tough situations, because mm-hmm. she came and watched some of my fall ball games. She said she liked how I didn't get rattled at anything. Coach, she definitely wanted me to work on my down ball pitch. She said I had a really good rise ball, curve ball, and a change up, but she really wanted to see some downward movement, because that's what really takes pitchers apart, is if you can move up and down the zone and hitters can't tell what you're about to throw.
So let's talk your high school season. You got another one, just started practice yesterday as we talk here on a Tuesday.
Yep.
2 more years left of high school ball. What are the goals for you? And it sounds like that down ball is probably going to be something you'll continue to work on.
Yep. Goals this year is definitely to go to state and win state. Like, we have really high hopes for this season with everyone coming back besides 2 of our seniors. And we have a lot of potential coming up. Definitely, it's to make it to the state tournament and make a run. And then my senior year, same expectations. Like, we're trying to go to state. We're trying to win state.
And you've got the team around you to be able to help to do that, which should be fun.
Yep.
Riley, I always have to ask about the education part of things. You're still just a junior heading into your senior year, so you've got time on that. But have you thought about what do you want to do after college and stuff with the education and what career you want to have?
I'm planning, okay, so we're going to a community college. I'm going to get my associate's in exercise science. And then when I go off to my 4-year, I'm going to get my 4-year in exercise science. And then after my 4-year, I'm going to go to PT school and I'm going to get my doctorate in physical therapy. And then after that, I plan on being a practicing PT.
Okay. And one last question for you here. You're going, as you said, to a junior college. That's 2 years. Do you want to go somewhere? Do you have a four-year school in mind you'd like to get to, or does it matter to you? You just maybe would like to go on and play a few more years.
Definitely. I want to go play at a four-year after Indian Hills. I talked to Coach G. We talked about going like D1, like definitely like Drake, you and I, SDSU, Iowa, maybe like they're all on my list, and she's working hard and I'm working hard on trying to get there and improve my skills in the next 2 years so then I can go off to those D1s and get a good offer and be able to go play my last 2 years.
Well, I know you've worn a red uniform through your high school career. There is a college out to the west. They've got a really good pitcher right now in Jordy Fromm. I think they could use you here in a couple of years. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be very fun, yes, Jeff.
Riley, I appreciate you joining us here today. I'm glad that that weight has been lifted off your shoulders, and you can go enjoy this junior summer here with softball. Indian Hills is getting one great player and a great human being as well. So I wish you the best of luck, and we will see you here soon, but congratulations on making the decision.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
You bet. Riley Miller again with the Ottoman Wheelers. Again, she's going to be heading to Indian Hills to continue her softball career as well as her education.